Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for a new day to experience you. And thank you that you made us and you made this world. And you're a God of intelligent design. So we draw close to you this day again to be inspired, because we are your workmanship. And we thank you. We are your workmanship for good works laid out there for us. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Reading Psalm 146, verse 2 and 3. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes or other people who cannot save you.
Hallelujah. Such a beautiful two verses here. Now we praise the Lord all our life. And why all our life? You know, when we realize how much has been given, the sad thing is, you know, that we come into this world and we see the authors of our lives as our parents, our habits, our family name. And then later on, we come to a place and we realize we need to trust more than even our design as that of our parents, and then we turn to a living God. And that's beautiful, because that living God has got a destiny for us, a predestined destiny. And this predestined destiny is according to Christ Jesus, just as it was right at the beginning. You were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless. That's the boundary lines. And where's it found? In love. So it's in this love relationship in the family of God that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has brought us back to. And that's where we stay, and that's where we find our name written in heaven. And knowing we are children of the Most High God, and Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters, we have the wonderful picture of the beauty of the love of God, sonship, what God wants to do in a person, all reflected in Jesus. And when we see that, we see as a child of the living God that has come home now, that will always be, God will always be God, the Father. Jesus will always be our big brother. And the Holy Spirit will always be the one they're very much like a mother to encourage us into this reality on a daily basis, all the days of our lives. And then we're going to be waking up to the plans that God has got for us, that unique destiny. That's why Jesus said, rejoice, because your name is written in heaven. That's your story. You've got a unique story, a kingdom story, a heavenly story. And so you don't want to miss out. So you want this every day. You are partaking of that story. The days ordained for you were written while there were yet none of them. So you want that every day. And so you'll always be growing. And this will go on in our life. And even if we drop the body, or the eternal came, that this body was closed with life, that we're waiting for, and this whole world restored back into its original design, then it will always carry on. We'll always have a big brother. We'll always have a father. We'll always have the Holy Spirit. But we are finding our place. It's us that went off mark, that lost the way. But Jesus has brought us back. And this is what we're staying in. And this is why we can find beautiful people out there. And there's we know the evil, that's where the devil is moving now, deceiving many people through these rich kids, deceived rich kids. But then we can only come to beautiful people and be led to the Lord and enjoy all the teachings that they bring, like this wonderful message Anton shared. But bottom line, you want the walk laid out for you. So you stay with Jesus. You stay developing on schedule, because it's massive. The image and likeness of Jesus that we have, we've been transformed into his image and likeness. It's such an eternal reality. It will always be something. So we need, even in eternity, you wouldn't grow into all that you are busy growing. That's perfection already. But there's so much. So that's the whole thing. We stay in this family. We stay developing on schedule. Hallelujah. Be blessed because you are not, you're not man-made, you're God-made, and you're made for purpose. And when you give praises, is when you walk in your purpose. And your purpose is fellowship with the Most High God, and then bringing forth the fruits thereof, because you are being restored in Jesus, the vine. And it's from him, in him we live and move. It's in him where we abide in the word, and the word causes us to desire, and we ask, and it is given to us, and so we bear much fruit. So, hallelujah. Children of the Most High God, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.